Connecticut's high school graduation rate has ticked up for the seventh consecutive year. But as Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, tougher graduation standards continue to be delayed.
The graduation rate is now the highest on record, state officials say. Last year, 87.9% of high school seniors graduated. That's about 5 points higher than the national average. The graduation rate gap between students of color and white students also shrank. The announcement was made at Wilbur Cross High School in New Haven, which has seen a sharp rise in graduates. Edith Johnson is the principal.
I've worked in three states. This is my third high school that I've worked in. And when I tell you, the teachers are committed to our students. We have teachers who get here at 6 o'clock in the morning and do not leave until 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night.
But a lot has been said about the quality of a high school diploma. In a recent lawsuit over state funding, teachers and parents claimed that illiterate students could get a diploma in Connecticut. Governor Daniel Malloy says education reform that his administration spearheaded in 2012 put a premium on quality and not just increasing numbers.
We made it very clear at the outset that we weren't simply looking for more graduates. We were looking for more graduates with a diploma that represented real accomplishments.
Over the last 2 years, lawmakers have delayed implementing tougher graduation standards. Legislation passed last year also softened some requirements, which go into effect for the class of 2023. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm David DeRoche in Hartford.